News time now, 7:49. Triple team traffic, beginning with Andy Farnsworth. What are you seeing out there, Andy?
Well, Brian, here's what you'll see on I-15. Plenty of stop and go between Bluffdale and 106 South. You've got some additional stretch from 72nd to 45th South, which has become a very busy stretch every day over the last couple of weeks. And heavy traffic going all the way up to I-80 before it turns off. Bangor and both 5600 West and Bangor, I should say, are having troubles between 35th and 201. Eric Butler.
Down in Utah County, we've got minimal problems on the freeway. I-15 is looking good from Provo and Orem up through American Fork. And Lehigh, you just have a little bit of slowing at 2100 North, but that's really not going to cause more than about a minute or two of extra minutes for your normal commute. Redwood Road also a little bit busy as you move north from Saratoga Springs up to 2100 North. Heather?
Speeds are improving through North Ogden and Far West as an earlier crash is in the final cleanup stages, but it looks like we have another crash southbound 15 in Clearfield. This is in between the 650 North and 700 South exits off on the right shoulder, causing some looky-loos. And then you still have some brake lights between Kaysville and downtown Salt Lake with the report of a crash northbound 15 at the 600 North exit. This traffic report is sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your Blue Tag bonus tag sale headquarters, located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit LarryHMillerChevroletProvo.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.